It was the custom to burn the dead grass in the pastures in very early spring so the little new tender grass would get a better start and be more available to the cattle. What a gorgeous sight it was to see the licking flames against the black sky at night. And the smell, if you weren't too close to it, was indescribably pleasant. But sometimes the fires got out of hand if the wind came up and a farmhouse or barn was threatened to be saved in the nick of time by courageous cowboys and farmers. Then the gentle rains fall, and the black gave way to patches of green, and then it was that the cattle drives began. First, I'd hear the thunderous sound of hooves on the dirt road by our house and the familiar, "Yup, yup, get along there," sing-song of the cowboys who herded them toward the pastures south of us that were to be their homes for a few months until they were ready for market. Sometimes the herd was made up of long-horned, skinny, tough old steers, half-crazed for lack of food and were looking for trouble. They'd been shipped from Texas or New Mexico to a town 10 miles away, and now were being driven to their assigned destination. Sometimes the men used bad words when a longhorn broke ranks, and I laughed secretly and said the words out loud so I wouldn't forget to repeat them to the girls at school.